answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The president is expressing optimism about a potential deal with Iran. He told reporters yesterday that an agreement could come as soon as this weekend. Watch this.
The negotiation itself has gone very well, actually. Very well.
Mr. President.
It could happen. I mean, if it happens, and it might not happen, you know, who knows? But if it happens, it could happen like over the weekend. If we can get something down in writing which will accomplish the same thing without killing everybody, I'd like to do that. Most of my people, I think, would like to do that. In theory, they're pretty close to signing a paper. We've actually gotten along with them very well.
That is a report from Maria Bartiromo earlier today about Trump says we're very, very close again. Now, I know how many times have we heard that we're so close, and yet we're not there. This is like the kids asking, are we to grandma's yet? How much are we there yet? Are we there yet? It'll be another 2 hours, 5 minutes later asking, are we there yet? And of course, has so many lives at stake on this decision. A less patient man, a less patient president, might have just said, to hell with it, let's just go ahead and start bombing the hell out again until they start waving the flag eventually. But four-star General Jack King had a statement about what he thinks, what he really thinks Iran wants to have happen. I'm going to let you hear that a little bit later as we move through this hour. First of all, welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors USA, June 4, 2026. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And reminding you, when we're on the air, like right now, you can watch the program. I encourage you to. Hi there. How you doing today? I look good in this tuxedo? Normally, I don't wear one, but I thought today I would. Do I look pretty good? You don't like the color? Adjust the colors you're in. I can't change the tux. Anyway, you can watch the program. We encourage you to do that. You can do that through News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And everything we do goes up later as a podcast. You can watch or listen at a later time where you can hear the entire program. Maybe you can start part of it now, but you can't finish it. Or you missed our first hour. Shame on you. But again, I know you can't always be with us on a consistent basis. That's why we make the podcast of every program available after it airs. Where do you find that? Well, you can go to any podcast outlet. That's your choice, but we want to encourage you to use News Talk STL. Go there to our site and get the podcast. Or LarryConnorsUSA.com or LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. And with LarryConnorsUSA.com, you can sign up, subscribe. We will dump it into your mailbox on a daily basis until you tell us, no mas. No one has ever said no mas to me. More, more, more. But here's the other part of that. We just need minimum information so we can get it to your email, and we do not share, and that means even sell, your information. And I appreciate every one of you who passed these programs on to friends. Once you watch or hear the podcast, forward it to a friend or even your enemies. You might turn them around. Believe it or not, you actually might. Once they realize the right isn't as crazy as the leftists want us to believe all the time. Yeah, there are crazies in the right. I will be the first to admit that. And there are crazies in the left. But most of us have a stern, firm foundation. And that would include some Democrats, although they're afraid to speak out sometimes, because they'll face the wrath of their leftist progressive members. When Democrats are claiming, I'm proud to be a progressive, that's not really a Democrat. Keep that in mind. When a Republican says, I'm proud to be a MAGA, that is not far right. It is simply meaning making America great again. Do you not want America to be great? Really great? Some will say that's just being nationalistic, looking only out for your country. Well, hell yes, that's right. To my knowledge, you correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think the German president or the president of Finland or president of Russia or China wants to consider America over their country. Of course they don't. Of course, in some of those cases I named, they don't care about their people either. With Larry Connors USA, every day, 6 to 8 p.m. here on News Talk STL, you're getting news, analysis, commentary, and education. You will learn so much. You will know more at the end of this hour, of every hour, than you do when we begin. That is my promise, my guarantee to you. Hold me to it. And coming up before the hour is out, Texas Congressman Green, in questioning Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mullen. Texas Congressman Green lost his primary election. He is leaving Congress. This is his last hurrah. And I want you to get ready for a battle royale, a three-minute battle, basically. That'll be coming up a little bit later. Grab some popcorn. This is going to be good. I'd mentioned earlier about four-star retired General Jack King as to what Iran really wants to happen to Israel.
Iran's purpose in stating the destruction of Israel, what do they mean by that? They don't mean the physical destruction of Israel. They know they can't do that. They know they can't destroy Israelis' military, and they have tried. Well, what is it? What are they really trying to do? They're trying to create such a security problem for the people who live in Israel that the Jewish population of some 7 million people, that's a small population, less than what lives in New York,
yeah,
of 8 million people, to create such a volatile situation that they no longer want to raise their children and grandchildren there. That,
yeah,
is what this is all about. That's what the stakes are about here.
And that's very understandable. I mean, consider you and your family. If you're in a neighborhood that continues to deteriorate around you, and you're afraid to even let your kids walk to school, much less you drive them to school, or just driving in and out of the community, you think we have to move for our safety. That's what Iran is counting on with many of those living in Jerusalem right now. And there will be some that will make that decision. And I'm not saying they're wrong for doing that. That's a decision for them to make with their family. But Iran is also underestimating the fortitude, the discipline, the faith of the Jewish people, who are still going to maintain, we will stay here. But we're not just simply going to suffer your bombings and attacks. You will face us as well. And then, of course, we have the issues with Cuba right now. We continue to shut off oil going into Cuba. It's causing a bigger and bigger crisis, and we're aware of it. Here's a report from Fox News.
Axios with this, saying that the Trump administration is bracing for the potential collapse of Cuba's government as early as this summer. We've been tracking Cuba as the U.S. continues its pressure campaign on the island, including an oil blockade and sanctions. These measures have taken a toll on the country and its residents, and Axios says that the U.S. has war-gamed new military response plans just in case the island descends into chaos. Axios's Mark Caputo is here. He is writing about all of this. Mark, what is the White House watching to tell if a Cuban government collapse is in fact coming?
Well, they're watching just whether they can feed people, whether they can keep the lights on, and whether people take to the streets, and then what the Cuban government does in response. In July of 2022, July 11th, there were protests in Cuba against the regime. People wanted more freedom. They wanted the economy to improve. They were rudely repressed.
They were rudely repressed. That is a polite way of saying many of them were slaughtered in the streets. Or the Castro regime's police would show up at their homes in the middle of the night, taking the protesters and any members of their family, the cat and the dog, out in the street and killing them. We'll have to continue to watch what happens. They're 90 miles off our shore. They are armed with various drones provided by China. They could reach deep into our heartland. So it's a constant alert. We're not trying to nation build Cuba. We're trying to let the Cuban people have their own country back. Trump is announcing his new nomination for Department of National Intel, previously Tulsi Gabbard. His name is Bill Pulte. He has been an American businessman, director of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, chairman of the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac since 2025. And immediately, Democrats are hair on fire. Arkansas Republican Congressman Rick Crawford explains.
And the fact that these Democrats over in the Senate are wringing their hands about a potential nominee, he's an acting DNI. That's what the president has stated. So it's not as though he needs their opinion because he's acting. He's not asking for him to be confirmed. And let me put a little bit of historic context here. The argument is that he doesn't have any national security experience. Well, take a look at some people who did have national security clearance experience. People like John Brennan and James Clapper. James Clapper was the DNI under Obama, and he helped orchestrate the Russia collusion hoax against President Trump. That's what IC experience gets you. If that's all you're worried about, then maybe you should think about something else. I mean, this guy, whether anybody knows about him or not, at least is not guilty of trying to orchestrate a coup against a sitting president of the United States.
Point made, and kudos there to the Arkansas Congressman Rick Crawford. Mitch McConnell has issued a statement, according to The Guardian, saying Bill Pulte is unfit for National Intel Director role. But again, as Crawford said, comparing to the guys that were there, I think he's head and shoulders above them. Oh, forget that. They're at the bottom of the floor, and he's soaring well above them. And the Hill publication, leftist publication, quoting others, saying that the intel community is getting a political hack. They're going to continue to fire away him. It would not have made any difference who Trump nominated. You do know that. It makes no difference whoever he selected. I truly think he could even nominate Clapper, Brennan, or Comey. Not that he would. And again, the Democrats would say, no, you can't do it. You don't know what you're doing. I would have to agree with the Democrats in that case if Trump did so. We've had hearings lately in Congress, again, about what's happening with immigration and everything else, but there have also been claims from the progressives that the people being held in these detention centers, they're being treated poorly, they're given food that no one would want to eat. Well, Border Czar Tom Holman says that is a lie.
But we got to remember what started all this. You got Democratic lawmakers on Memorial Day making false allegations about the facility, about the food, the medical care, hunger strikes. I went into that facility. I went to the medical. I went to outdoor recreation, indoor recreation. I even made a surprise visit this weekend and walked into the cafeteria and ate the same meal that the detainees around me were eating. And I made sure my tray equaled their tray. I had spaghetti and meat sauce. I had beans. I had green beans. I had bread and rolls. I had drinks. I had dessert. The food was good. It's all a false premise. There was never a hunger strike. The congressman said, people aren't hungry strike. No, they weren't. They may not be eating in the cafeteria, but what I found out, they're ordering food from the commissary and eating in their cells. So there wasn't an abuse. It's not an inhumane condition. I went to the entire facility. I ate the same meal they ate. That facility is well run, and the governor keeps saying she's going to keep raising hell if that facility shuts down. Well, I got news for the governor. That facility isn't going anywhere.
Right.
We're going to enforce the law. We're going to detain people and we'll remove people. Matter of fact, a lot of the people in that facility, we couldn't release because they're mandatorily detained by federal statute. So we couldn't release them if we even wanted to. But we're not going to release any of them. Everybody in that facility, I have ascertained, is legally being detained. Legally.
Legally.
Being detained. Many of them, again, mandatory detention, many of them criminals.
And speaking of the criminals, Attorney General Blanche says we have been so successful in rounding up illegals in our country who are members of Trinidad Agua.
Violent crime reduction remains one of the department's highest priorities. Since January 20th, 2025, the Department of Justice has indicted more than 260 TDA members, crippling leadership and dismantling operational networks. Across our major law enforcement components, the results have been historic. Federal law enforcement helped drive a 20% decrease in the national murder rate in 2025, arrested 44,000 violent offenders, which was double the previous year, and seized over 2,200 kilograms of fentanyl. Last year, law enforcement captured 8 of the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives, located 6,300 missing children, and arrested more than 2,000 child predators.
2,000 child predators. And we still don't know where maybe 100 plus thousand children are, if they're still alive. They were shipped into this country through the open border policy of Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden, for endangering these children. They came across supposedly with parents or relatives, or they came across solo and had a number in their pocket. Call this person, they're my relative, when they weren't. We do not know what happened to these children. Do you for one moment believe that all the children that came across the border are safe and secure right now? I do not. Keep them in your prayers. And for those leftists who think this is out of control with the detention centers, then maybe you should be willing to sign a document, which again I force repeatedly and state repeatedly, sign a document saying I'll take custody of them. They can stay at my house, live with my family and my children until another deportation order is issued or something of that nature. There is not a leftist progressive one willing to offer their home, their bedrooms, to these illegals that came across. Not one. If you're out there listening and you say, well, I would, well, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you, and I want to know you in your head and where that is. It's not on your shoulders, and you're endangering your children and the rest of your family by even considering it. I don't think I would let that stupidity go through, but I'd just like to hear you say that. All right, get ready for a battle royale featuring Texas Congressman Green as he tries to go after DHS Secretary Mullins. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington, Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Pretty woman walking down the street.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Mr. Chairman, the Secretary has commented on race, a topic that I believe I'm eminently qualified to speak on, given that in my lifetime, I went to the back door to get my food. I drank from filthy colored water fountains. I sat in the back of the bus in the balcony of the movie when a seat was available. So let me just share some of the characteristics of a racist, Mr. Secretary. A racist will depict people of color as apes. The pictures have been blurred, but you know who they are. This is what a racist would do. And a racist wouldn't apologize after doing this, Mr. Secretary. That's what a racist would do.
That is Texas Congressman Al Green, who's on his way out. He lost his primary election, so his term is ending come January. But he was going after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen, and basically suggesting Mullen might be racist. Now, before we go any deeper, a lot of what Al Green said, I know from the South. I know that existed. I know I'm not black, but I know it. I saw it. And I have to admit, I've had relatives who were racist. And some didn't consider themselves racist. It's just that we have our place and they have theirs. And they're happy in their place. No, they were not necessarily happy. And I've shared with you before, he talked about drinking out of the colored water fountain. Yeah, that was true. It was set up. I remember a Dairy Queen in East Texas, Crockett, Texas. My granddad would take me there on Sundays. And on one side, there was a fountain that was labeled whites only. The other side of the building was a fountain labeled blacks only. Or coloreds, I think it might have said. I can't recall. I made a point, just because I was at that rebellious age of 11 or 12, I went over and drank out of the colored fountain. Now, I'm sure my granddad sat there and just shook his head, thinking, boy, that boy's touched in the head. But granddad had grown up with blacks. They sharecropped together in many cases. He had no animosity to them. And he had some black friends that I know of, but bottom line is, it was a different time in the South. But what Al Green is speaking of, yes, that did happen. We know it did, not only in Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia. And a lot of it would prevail today. But I will remind you of something. The KKK was formulated by Democrats. Do not forget that. And responsible for the Jim Crow laws, Democrats. So anyway, Texas Congressman Al Green has been making these remarks to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. And grab your popcorn, because this is a three-minute round.
A racist, Mr. Secretary, would do what happened to Ruby.
Are you calling me a racist?
A racist?
I'm asking the question.
Reclaiming my time, asking to shut up.
That's a pretty...
Shut up. It's my time.
I'm not going to let anybody call me a racist, Chairman.
I never called him a racist. It's my time.
Yeah, it is. Gentlemen, will suspend.
He will not.
Tell him to shut up.
It'll gentlemen suspend. No, the gentleman will suspend.
No one will call me a racist. I'm Cherokee, too. My family has been pretty tolerant.
I ask that my time be restored.
The clock has been stopped since I suspended the clock.
I will continue to interrupt as long as someone is assuming you're calling me a racist.
And as I said before, there will be no addressing anyone's character in a negative way. By the way, Mr. Green, I need you... When you're speaking, I need you to speak into the microphone because I can't hear you up here. But we will...
Evidently, his constituents heard enough of him because they voted him out of office.
Mr. Secretary, please. Again, we're almost done here today. Mr. Green, you can continue. But again, I will stop if this sounds like you are either directing that this secretary is a racist... or as well as the president or vice president, because we do know under our rules you cannot disparage a member of Congress or the president or the vice president. So be very, I understand what you're trying to do. Be very careful because it is a violation of House, of our committee rules to disparage another member, a witness, or the president or the vice president.
Parliamentary inquiry. Mr. Chairman, when I'm speaking, I believe that the time belongs to me. I don't think that the secretary should interrupt me when I'm speaking.
I have made very clear today that when the member has their time, it is their time. But again, I want to reiterate, it is a violation of House rules to make statements that might be personally offensive to the president or vice president. So we will let you continue with your time. Your time has stopped since I suspended the clock. But again, it is a violation. It is your time, sir. It is your time, I agree. But it is a violation of the rules of the House to make statements that might be personally offensive to the president or the vice president of the United States, as well as other members or question motives of colleagues. So I will let you continue, but we want to be very, I've now stated the rules, so we want to follow them.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will speak into the microphone so that I may be heard. I ask that any person who desires to interrupt me, shut up.
Congressman Al Green was going to continue to have the last word. Shut up! Yeah, he was calling and suggesting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen was a racist because he's trying to enforce Homeland Security rules. And he wanted to relate to him as being a black man. Now, the chairman that was trying to preside over this, I think he got a little too long when he could have hammered it down on a gavel pretty quick and made it a lot more concise. New York Congressman Andrew Garbino is the chair of the House Committee on Homeland Security. But he was taking extra steps to be more kind of polite and suggesting to the congressman, you cannot speak ill of the president, the vice president, members of the cabinet, members of Congress, and so forth. Then you know that. Should have only had to say it one time. But then at the end, Al Green went right back to doing what he could to call Mark Wayne Mullen racist. And yet at the same time, I would like to hear Al Green ask Graham Plattner, who has all the Democrat support for running in Maine as a senator, what about you, Plattner? You're a racist because he has denigrated blacks. He's denigrated LGBTQ community. And he has worn a Nazi symbol as a tattoo for years. Are you going to question him? Well, you'll be gone by the time he gets there for Senate for Maine, if he does, and two different houses. But bottom line is, the Democrats will not enforce their own attitude against other Democrats. And you know that. Maryland Democrat Senator Alsel Brooks.
What do you think about the controversies, the social media posts that leaked, and now this scandal of him soliciting?
You know, I don't know him. Honestly, I've never met him. What I do know is that I'm supporting Democrats. We need Democrats in office to fight back against Donald Trump and other Trump supporters.
I don't know. You know what's been said about him. They will not stand up, have no spine, cowards. And again, Chuck Schumer, the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, repeatedly rejecting the same question.
On Graham Blattner, are you satisfied with the explanations he's given for the controversies his campaign has faced right now? Are you concerned about what we've heard?
I met with Graham Blattner today. We're going to beat Susan Collins and take back the Senate.
Yes. So you're saying that Janet Mills, your preferred candidate, there's been rattlings that she should get back in. You're standing behind Graham Blattner, to be clear here?
We're going to beat Susan Collins and take back the Senate.
He does that four different times. Yes, he's endorsing Graham Blattner, a racist, if you're looking for one, a Nazi head when they don't want and they think Trump is one. Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman of the Democrats says Blattner is a creep.
What kind of a creeper has been on a decade on a platform like Kick and send a dozen explicit kinds of messages and who knows what else?
Would it be better for Democrats if he was not the candidate here?
All I'm saying, it's like, when I was growing up, if someone had a clear Nazi tattoo on them, you probably could conclude that there's a Nazi sympathizer. At some point, are you going to continue to defend that or dismiss that?
At some point, logic would come into play, would it not? Not with the Democrats, the leftist progressives. I want to go back to the hearing with Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mullen as he's being questioned by Louisiana Senator Kennedy. You're going to enjoy this. So we still have that and more to come, including Jim Acosta trying to be relevant again. More to come. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
How many people do you think the Biden administration allowed into our country in violation of our immigration laws?
Unfortunately, they didn't keep good records. We don't even know how many kids were let into the country. Estimation is somewhere around 340,000 kids that we're trying currently to look for. With the numbers are estimated between 12 and 20 million came in illegally over the 4 years of the Biden administration.
And President Biden ignored the immigration laws with the cooperation and indeed, in some cases, the encouragement of some members of Congress, did he not?
Yes, sir. That's my recollection of it.
Why do you think the Biden administration and some of my colleagues, your former colleagues, why do you think they believe in open borders?
Sir, I have my theory behind that, and I would love to entertain the thought, but I'll try to keep my thoughts to myself and just do my job here, but I think I know my theory is pretty strong.
Well, tell me about it.
I'll probably get myself in trouble.
It's okay. You're already in trouble.
Yeah, but I don't know if this is a place to give my thoughts. I try to work in facts as much as I can, but it's hard to explain why they would allow that many people to come in and turn our streets into a lawless cities and lawless towns.
There was Mark Wayne Mullen, Department of Homeland Security Secretary, answering the question from Louisiana Senator Kennedy. And Kennedy said, you might as well say what you think because you're already in trouble. Well, we heard that from Al Green a moment ago, didn't we? Calling him a racist. He's not going after just people of color, but the illegals coming across the country, across the border illegally through the Biden Borden open. Mike. What the hell am I drinking this morning? Bottom line is, the Biden open border policy. There. Takes a trained professional to do that. And I mentioned earlier about all these kids that we have no idea what happened. You just heard him say 340,000. I think I said 120,000 earlier. I obviously way off on my number. That we do not know where those kids are and what's happening to them. Pray for them. My God, pray for them. You know, they just in Britain decided to, for the first time, lift reporting restrictions involving 15 members of a grooming gang jailed for rape and sexual abuse of one young girl in Bradford, England, between 2007 and 2011. These 15 men, immigrants, part of a grooming gang that were in Britain, these 15 men got her and exploited her in every way they could from the time she was 14 to 18. They had 188 years in prison. That's their conviction and penalty. And the public was not being informed of it for a while because reporting restrictions. Well, that's been lifted. And the survivor is now saying the men involved have taken away more from me than I can ever describe. And looking back now, I feel sad for my 12-year-old self, knowing what was to come. And all of this, it's consumed my life for the last 20 years. My childhood has been taken away from me. I want you to keep that in your mind. Her childhood taken away. This was a grooming game that took place in England. The same damn thing is happening in our nation. And it's not carried out just by illegals. I'll make that clear. We got a lot of sickos in our country preying upon children. All right, let me draw a breath here for a second. Secretary of State Rubio is also facing a congressional hearing yesterday, and one of them involved a California Democrat Lou.
There's a reason he keeps going to the hospital and they keep giving him cognitive tests. We have not seen the president in 8 days. The American people deserve the truth. Okay. I yield back.
I don't even know how to respond to that, other than to tell you that it's absurd and ridiculous. And I can't believe we're in a Foreign Affairs Committee meeting in front of the House at an important time in American foreign policy.
Just keep lying, Secretary Rubio. Just keep lying.
I'm supposedly someone who thinks he's a medical expert when he's not. The truth of the matter is we had a cognitively impaired president in office a few years ago. That's a cognitively impaired president. But I don't like to talk about that because it weakens America. This president we have, this is a guy that literally doesn't sleep. He works day and night, long hours, every single day. I don't know if you haven't seen him in 8 days. I saw him yesterday. I didn't see him today, but yesterday because I was in Congress the day before. I talked to him at all hours of the day and night. He works inhumane hours. Okay, I've been on foreign trips with the president that he doesn't sleep in the whole flight. And everyone else is sleeping on the plane, and he's, you know, wandering the hallways looking for someone to wake up and talk to. So I don't know what you're referring to, but he has an incredible amount of energy. I'm just telling you, you may not like his policies. You may not like his policies. You may not like the decisions he's made. But I assure you, this is not a president that sleeps or is cognitively impaired in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, is incredibly active, much more so in many cases than much younger people that are around him. Those are facts. I see it every day. You're not going to agree because you have another narrative that you want to push. But those are the facts.
Yeah, that was Congressman Lou trying to say that Trump is not fit for office. Did you ever hear one time? Are you listening to me? Are you listening? Did you ever hear Congressman Lou one time question Biden's ability? So many Democrats now saying, oh, yeah, looking back, we shouldn't have. Jill said the other day, a couple plus weeks ago, I watched him on the stage going totally lost. I thought he was having a stroke. But then the next weekend, she's saying, everything was fine. I never saw him like that before, nor since. I would say that's a lie, lie, lie. John Bolton, previously serving as National Security Advisor to President Trump in his first administration, now agreeing to plead guilty to retaining classified information in a private diary. The diary seen only by apparently his wife and daughter, but that's still a violation of classified security. He's apparently reached a deal with the prosecutors, the DOJ, which would involve the Trump administration. Facing a sentence of 60 months in jail, 5 years, if you need to do the ciphering, let me help you out, and a fine of $2+ million. He's been a strong critic of Trump. And Trump and Bolton were together until Trump realized Bolton is a little too whacked out. He is too much of a hawk. If Bolton had been in position, he would have dropped bomb after bomb and nukes maybe even into Gaza to stop all of that was happening. And the same thing now with Iran. Totally irrational in some cases. As my guest in the last hour said, you missed that first pull up the podcast. LarryConnorsUSA.com or Newstalk STL. But my guest pointed out Bolton is the swampiest of the swamp creatures still around. We'll see exactly where he ends up with this plea agreement, mishandling classified docs. Now, he did not do anything worse than Joe Biden did. And we still don't know what Joe Biden shared with his biographer. There's another case that's still waiting to be judged out, but Biden will die before that's resolved. In the meantime, we had Republicans joining with House Democrats passing a War Powers Resolution directing the president to end the hostilities with Iran because you don't have congressional approval. 4 Republicans crossed the party lines. Pennsylvania's Brian Fitzpatrick Michigan's Tom Barrett, Ohio Warren Davidson, Kentuckian Thomas Massie, who is no longer going to return to Congress next year. And there are those that still think Trump is wrong in trying to make sure Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapon. And they want to point out and claim he's done all these bad things, all these bad things. You know who did some bad things? The Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm going to tell you about what they did in a moment. But before that, look at the good things Trump has been doing. I mentioned this before, but it bears repeating again because it's for our children, our future, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren.
This gives that child an early start on setting aside dollars that they're going to need 50 years from now, 40 years from now.
CPA Scott Katterlick says traditionally the only way a child could invest money into a retirement account is if they have a job and they earn money. With these new accounts, parents can deposit up to $5,000 a year. And the younger their child is, the more time that money has to grow.
The growth is it could be huge. Yeah, absolutely.
Which Meyer says could come in handy with so much uncertainty around the future of Social Security.
It's definitely a springboard for the next generation to be in a much better place when it comes to retirement readiness.
That's a local D.C. station reporting on the Trump accounts and how beneficial it would be for all people of all color, all religion, all gender identity. I mentioned earlier that former CNN personality Jim Acosta, trying to make himself relevant again, he appeared with Don Lemon Fruitcake on CNN again, as they were talking about what's happening at CBS. Acosta said, I think the people at CBS are sending people like Barry Weiss. They're afraid that she's in control and no longer will they be true journalists like they were. And he said, I think Barry Weiss and others like her need to look at themselves in the mirror and ask, what am I doing that's good for America? Is what I'm doing good for democracy? Is what I'm doing good for a free press? And Acosta says, the answer is unquestionably no. And when Scott Pelley is saying people at CBS are telling him to inject political bias and falsehoods into his reporting, this should be a hair on fire moment for all Americans. Don Lemon, Fruitcake, and I have felt these. No, you didn't just feel them, Jim. You shoved them into the face of the American public and anywhere you could find to put it. I'll let you supply the other orifice. In the meantime, you've got Connecticut Democrat Senator Chris Murphy suggesting to a group of his supporters, those 77 million plus Americans who voted for President Trump are ignorant and they're ill-informed. This is Senator Chris Murphy, who the other day said, a bad deal with Iran is better than no deal. What? This is Senator Chris Murphy, who will not denounce Graham Platner, running to be a senator from Maine, tattooed up with Nazi symbols, while Murphy has called out Trump as being Nazi-like and Hitler-like, and yet he will not call out a fellow Democrat. This is Chris Murphy, who again claims, I know what's good for America. And he said, MAGA, whether you like it or not, is a place where people find community, a divisive, hateful community. He's pushing a new book he's got coming out. I'll tell you about it, or maybe I won't give you the name. I'll let you look it up. I could care less. But this is Chris Murphy, suggesting if you voted for Trump, you're ignorant and ill-informed. Well, what the hell does that say about those who voted for a man, or were going to, who was barely able to stumble his way through a sentence? And after that, for a woman who, questionable background, credibility, like when she was in L.A., dealing with the L.A. mayor at that time, and she was the a prosecutor. I mean, I'm not going to get into that. I'll let you fill in the background. But I mentioned earlier the KKK and the Southern Poverty Law Center. The KKK says, you want to know what the Klan members got on behalf of the Southern Poverty Law Center? Remember, the Southern Poverty Law Center was fighting against racism. Texas Congressman Green, are you listening? They were fighting against racism, and yet they were funding KKK events. And in fact, they had to have a boogeyman to call out so they could get more money donated. And two of the Klan members identified as F-31 and 32 wanted to get out of the KKK because they feared for their safety. They're afraid that they had been exposed inside. They needed to get out, that they were reporting to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they said, no, you stay. We'll send you more money. They were paid $1,200 a month plus expenses to stay in the Klan. They were even reimbursing them for all costs, including wood, to create cross-burning events. We'll pay for the wood and the fuel. And you've got Chris Murphy claiming that supporters of Donald Trump and this nation are the crazy ones? Give me a freaking break. All right. We're going to break for the night. We'll be back here again tomorrow. And again, we'll talk about on the story behind the story, the assassination of Robert Kennedy and questions about Sirhan Sirhan. Was he doped up, persuaded to do the killing? And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.